Good morning, neighbors. Today I want to talk about black and white, mostly black and white thinking. Let's face it, we are in some weird times. We are in some times where we have seen a lot of changes. We have been forced to rethink things. We've been forced to reconsider things. We've been challenged. But we've also seen a lot of ugliness. We've been confronted with a lot of anger, and a lot of harsh feelings, a lot of hurt feelings, a lot of things that are going on in this world have been greatly challenging to many of us. Many of us are worn and we are tired. We have the coronavirus. We have an election coming up. We have racial injustice. It seems like no matter how far we get in this world, we always feel like we have stumbled farther behind, and many of us are very irritated with it. It seems hopeless. It seems like we are at our wits' end. The way that we see our world right now seems like we are in a darkness, and we are in a dark place. And I don't care. Politics, whatever side you're on. So there are people over here that say if you vote for Biden, the world is going to end. And there are people over here that say if you vote for Trump, the world is going to end. There are people that are very, very angry and polarized toward each other. There are people that have made each other their enemies because of what they believe in a political way. We have stopped having conversations. We have started building silos. We have started building the Democratic side. We have started building the Republican side. And we only preach to those audiences. We have no chance of ever meeting in the middle because we refuse to meet in the middle. We refuse to talk about things. We refuse to see even the people we disagree with the most. We refuse to see them as a neighbor. And it's gotten to where we not only do not see them as a neighbor, it's gotten to where we're lucky if we see them as a human being. And yet we call ourselves Christians. Christians who follow Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ who saw everyone as God's beloved children. Jesus Christ, who hung on a cross when they were trying to persecute him and seeing him and treating him as if he were not a human being, a person that sat on the cross, hung there, bleeding to death, losing oxygen, and said, "Forgive them, for they know not what they do." What was he doing there? Was he seeing people as his enemies? Was he seeing people as villains? He knew that they didn't agree with him. He knew that they were trying to kill them. And yet he saw them as people that deserved to be forgiven. It's hard to do. It's hard to think other than black and white right now. It's so hard to think other than black and white. Anymore, you go someplace and you talk to somebody, and the minute that they get to who they're going to vote for, we consider them, we judge whether that person is a friend or an enemy, when it, all along, that person is a child of God. That person is a person. That person is a neighbor. That person is someone that as Christians, someone that we are called upon to show love. Now, that doesn't mean that we have to agree with everything. I'm not saying that. Social justice, I'm all for that. I think that we have done great injustice to people of color, people of different lifestyles. We have treated many people horribly in this world, and it has to change. I've been on marches. I have spoke my mind. I will continue to do so. But I refuse to see people that disagree with me as the devil or deserving of great harm. I refuse to see that because I do not think that that gets us anywhere. If I disagree with you and I continually think of you as somebody not worthy of the conversation, then how in the world are we ever going to have one? People are building up on this side. People are building up on this side. Nobody is willing to have the conversation. Nobody is willing to find out what they do have in common, to start there. Everybody is seeing things in black or white. Nobody is looking for the gray. And the gray is what brings us to the other colors. I know that that's not scientific, but that's not a black and white conversation either. If we are going to have a conversation, we have to have common ground. We have to find common ground. And do you know what? I bet there is one thing. I bet I can name one thing that all of us have felt, whether what side we are on, but every one of us has a commonality. Fear. Every single one of us during this time, I'm willing to bet, has felt fearful, scared, worried about what's next, worried about where we're going in this world. Every single one of us, because we are in this time of great panic. Panic is fear. Every one of us has a commonality. Can we start there? Can we start by talking about some of the things that we are afraid of? Is it change? Is it harm? Is it people that are different than us? You know, it's so funny that we have things where people hate people because they're different. And they assume that they know what the entire race of people are, or the entire lifestyle of people are, and we never have conversations with each other. We never sit down and actually talk with each other. We just assume. An assumption is something that can be caused by fear. We see something that is different from us. Natural instinct makes us cautious of things that are different. It dates back to when we were hitting people over the head with clubs. Well, that could have dated back to yesterday, but further back than that. We think somebody is different. We used to hide in caves, and we'd think that, oh, that's a different person. That's not part of my family. Are they going to be a neighbor, or are they going to attack me? Haven't we evolved from there? Can't we see a little bit further than that? In all of those years, we have learned to communicate. We have even evolved enough to where we can even talk about things that we feel inside. We can share who we are with another human being. We've been able to communicate and share and become closer to those we love than ever before. We have expanded language. We have ways of describing the way we feel. Mad, sad, glad, hurt, afraid, ashamed. We have different ways that we can communicate with people and talk about people. We have even situations of where we can hire people that can mediate and counsel and help us learn how to talk to one another. We've evolved. And yet, Have we? We sit as one political party and we see the other political party. And rather than ask them what their intentions are, rather than talk to them, we make them a villain and we make them an enemy. Some of the things that people are doing does need to be addressed. Some of the things that people are doing does need to be talked about. Some of the things that people are doing does need to be changed. There is stuff going on in our world that does need to be rectified. But it doesn't happen when we choose to make somebody a villain and we wish them harm. We can wish for change. We can move for change. We can address behaviors. But as Christians, we are not supposed to wish people harm. I read in the paper the other day about the windstorm, the big windstorm that was happening that wiped out so much property in Ohio or Iowa. Parts of Nebraska, too. Just a terrible, terrible event. And people are still trying to pick themselves up out of it. And I was reading this online, and I made the dumb mistake of going down into the comments. And of course, in the comments, there were people that were saying, I'm praying for you. There were people that were saying, is there any way that we can help? There are people that were showing great care. And then there were people that said, you deserve it because your state voted this way. I hope you're all blown off the map. And sometimes with the people, the very people that are wishing people harm like that, the very people that are wishing people harm like that are calling themselves Christians. We are Christians. One of the last things that Jesus said to his disciples, which is us, if we are followers of Christ, that's us. We're disciples. I give you a new commandment, that you love one another. Just as I have loved you, you also should love one another. By this, everyone will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for another. Love each other the way that he has loved us. He hung on a cross while we were trying to kill him. We had beat him severely, and he said, forgive them. That's a high bar. That's a high bar. He wasn't saying, forgive that person and this person. They were nice to me. They're the ones that agree with me. Don't forgive them. He said, forgive them, all of them. That's the bar. If love one another as Christ has loved us. Christ was all about change. Christ did confront the people that he disagreed with. He was all about that stuff. He was about social justice. He was about changing the world. He was about letting people all into the church. When people were pushing other people out of the church, he was about letting them in. But when it came down to villainizing people, when it came down to wishing somebody harm, he loved them. He loved them. Are we Christians? By this, everyone will know that you are my disciples. If you have love for one another, are we showing people that we are disciples of Jesus Christ, or are we showing them something completely different? If we are standing on one side and wishing harm would come to the other side, or that they deserve things that are harmful, we are not showing them Jesus, who hung on the cross, who forgave all of us, who reached out to everyone that came to him, who got on his knees to talk to children and got on his knees to talk to adults. This world isn't that black and white. This world is not that black and white. Many years ago, I felt so hopeless. All I could see were things in black and white. I had ended another relationship. I had felt just hurt. I had felt like a terrible person. I had made myself the villain. I wished harm to me. And I sat in my car with a bottle of painkillers. I sat in my car. I was in a parking lot downtown. And all I could see were things in black and white. Good or bad. Friend or enemy. And all I could see is that I was the enemy. I couldn't see that there was any hope for me. I couldn't communicate even with myself. You know, sometimes we talk about this side and this side failing to communicate, but sometimes those wars are raged inside us, ourselves. Sometimes we hate ourselves so much. We villainize ourselves so much. And for me, it got to a place where it only seemed like one answer. I wanted harm to come to me. I felt like that was the only way to not bring harm to others. And I had those pills in my hand. And just as I was about ready to take them, there was a knock on my car window. And it was a friend of mine. He had followed me because he knew that I had been in a bad place. And he was banging on that door. And he took the pills out of my hand. And he gave me hope. He knew that I had done bad things. He knew that I had made mistakes in my life. But he also knew that I could change that. He also knew the person that I was deep down inside. He knew that there was more than one answer. He wasn't saying he deserves it. He wasn't saying he's an enemy. And because of that time, because of that interaction, I was able to start over again. I was able to change my life. I was able to do more in my life. I was able to gain knowledge and wisdom and study and process. I was able to see God, maybe for the first time. And I was able to start seeing a little bit, perhaps, of what God sees in me. And it made me who I am today. Because I didn't see myself as just strictly a villain. And I didn't see myself as somebody that just deserved the worst. And I vowed never to do that to a neighbor. Never to do that to myself again, and never to do that to a neighbor again. And I knew that my neighbor is every single person on the planet. Even when they are doing things that I totally disagree with, and I will fight that. I will fight the behaviors in our world, but I do not believe that we fight fist to fist. I believe we heal. The only way to solve is to heal. Every person on this planet is a person that Christ hung on the cross for. When they had a world of violence, Christ chose peace. When they tried to attack him, spat on him, ridiculed him, mocked him, and watched him die, Christ chose love. And that has changed many things in this world. It's changed the very heart of people like me. I once was lost. Now I'm found. Whatever side we are on, and whoever we come in contact, whatever side they're on, may we please work in a way of love. May we please show them that we are disciples of Christ. May we change this world for the better. May we confront the things that are wrong in this world. But may we still pray and love all of God's children, all of our neighbors, all of our friends, all of our brothers and sisters. Would you pray with me? Gracious God, we have so many differences in this world. We have so many arguments, so many people that we love and cherish, and so many people that we just disagree with. Let us not wish any harm to anybody. Let us wish and hope and pray for change. Let us move in that direction, but let us not do it in a way that only brings more hatred and more harm. Let's not fight hatred with hatred. Let's follow Jesus and know that we can defeat hatred with love. In Jesus' name, Lord, we pray. Amen. Hey, I'm glad that you were able to join us today, and I hope that you are getting through things the best you can. We are in for a rocky season. We've got the virus. Political divide is only going to get worse. But there is hope in this world. As long as there is Jesus Christ in this world, there is hope in this world. And it's up to us. It's up to us to share that with the rest of the world. I pray that you share the messages of neighbors. I pray that you share these videos. I pray that you share, let them know that we are here. Let people know that we are here, that there is hope in this world. Knock on the windshield and let your neighbor know that they are loved. I'll see you next week. Love God, love yourself, and love your neighbor. Amen.